But right now it is time for date night, in which my husband Brad and I take a look at all the cool things happening in our community, and then we talk about it on the air because I've got a radio show and I can use that to do fun things. How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's so unlike you to use your power in a way that benefits your own selfish needs.
I use my power for good.
Uh-huh. And the good happens to be your own selfish needs, as it
turns
out.
Sometimes, you know, there's a Venn diagram. My selfish needs, good. Sometimes they overlap, and I like to stay in that area.
Well, good, good. Yeah.
As do we all.
As do most of us. I would never do that.
Oh, you do it all the time. How are you? How's things going?
I'm good. Not bad.
Awesome.
I'm glad that the heat wave is coming and then it's going to be gone and it's going to be fall finally.
Yeah, right. You know, technically it's only been fall for like a week and a half, so we can complain about it, and we are going
to. Yes, absolutely,
we're
going to.
100%, but like, we've still got 3 months left of fall to go before we actually hit winter.
And then it's going to be 90 degrees in December.
At which point it's going to be 90 degrees in December, and we can complain about that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, cool. What have we done that's fun recently?
I mean, other than date night here on WCHL on Tuesday nights, you know, I can't think of anything to top it.
So we were talking with a couple of friends of ours about this segment, which they like to listen to, and they have a lot of fun. But we've been doing a lot of fun things that cost money. Like we had a staycation at the Franklin, like that cost a little bit of money, like things like that. I was like, okay, that's cool and all, but what about if you want to save on money? What about if you are just looking to have a chill evening and do something that's maybe low cost or free altogether? How about that?
That's a challenge, because you know I love going out and doing fun things that cost money.
Right, right.
But
as do we all, right?
Yeah, but how do you constrain that?
Yeah.
I've got a bone to pick with you, because like, I think like the best free things aren't really free.
That's absolutely true.
There's a lot of great things that you can do for free, but like, you should give money to the venue that's supporting it,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's,
yeah.
There's a lot of great things, like the station, for example.
Right.
Talk about happy hour. They come in and you can go and listen to live music at the station, mm-hmm. but you should tip your performers.
You should probably
buy drinks or something
at the bar,
there to support the station, right?
But that was the case for the Carborough Music Festival,
right?
Like, I spent a lot of time at the station on Carborough Music Festival day, and that's a great event. It's free. The weather was beautiful. You walk around. But you should be giving. Like, you should be tipping the band that's playing. You should be, if you're at a venue like the station or Second Wind, you buy drinks and you support the venue that's supporting the music festival. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there's a ton of those out there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, go to a venue in town, listen to live music, tip your performers, tip your wait staff, and
preferably
buy a beer or two and maybe some nachos or something. So that's kind of a low budget, very like affordable.
True.
Kind of community supporting thing that you can go out and do for date night is,
right.
You know, for example, go to the station, listen to music, have a beer.
Yeah. Or have a glass of water, which is free, and then tip the bartender the same $2 you otherwise would.
Yeah.
$2, you're out.
Right? There you go.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one thing that you can do for free or cheap. Oh, I'm sure.
Oh,
you do.
I've got a list. I
started thinking
out
about
today.
Outdoor stuff. Like, you and I went hiking at Okanichi Mountain a year ago, maybe 2 years ago.
It's
at this
probably
point.
Been 2 years. At this
I'm
point.
Still feeling it though. That is a steep hill.
That does not surprise me.
but it's fun. Like, and there's a lot of really cool outdoor stuff that you can go and experience without having to pay anything more. Chapel Hill has the North Carolina Botanical Garden, which you can walk through. Durham has the Sarah Duke Gardens on campus, which you can walk through. And Chapel Hill's got all of these really cool parks and trails as well, which is an amazing network worth checking out. Yeah.
You can go on the Tobacco Trail and just hike pretty much wherever you are in the triangle, because it feels like everybody's neighborhood butts up against the Tobacco Trail somewhere.
Absolutely.
If you want to do outdoorsy stuff, but inside, what is as close to a park as a museum? And tons of local museums have
free admission with suggested donations. Right.
So you should maybe throw a little money in there, but you go to the Ackland or the NCMA or the History Museum downtown. I think Marbles, if you've got kids, will do discounted nights for admissions for a family date night. And that's something that you and I have not really done, but I think would be totally up our alley, is just to go to a museum one day and wander around, because we always drive by the NCMA.
Right.
And say, oh, man, if we weren't going to the Oak tonight, we would totally stop and go and enjoy some culture and arts.
But we are going to the Oak tonight, so that's how it goes.
But I want nachos and a couple
of
drinks.
I have never been to the NCMA.
Neither have I. Yeah.
We've definitely got to check that out. So the other thing that you can do in addition to going to a museum, you can also stay at home and get culture, because you know that my September project has been to go back and rewatch some of my favorite movies from the last 10 years, which I'm actually almost done now that I'm now that we're through September. I'm getting into
almost
October.
Done with your September project.
Almost done with the September project, which I think is okay. But I've been checking out a lot of movies from the Durham Public Library, which has a pretty extensive collection. So if you want to just stay at home and Netflix and chill, but you don't have Netflix,
right?
If you're one of those four people, or if you want a movie that's not available on Netflix, you can go and rent it from the public library, whether it's Durham or Chapel Hill or Orange County or wherever else, and they've got like a huge collection that you can get.
Yeah, and what a great idea, right? You can go to the library and. I've known this, but I never think about it. For free, rent movies.
Yeah.
I'm going to one-up you on this kind of like library idea, and I'm going to challenge you to talk to another regular guest on your show about this. How fun would it be to have like a date night in your house where you're doing like a little book club with the two of you, then you just get the same book from the library, because there's going to be things they've got multiple copies of, and maybe Susan Brown will have ideas on a nice like couple's date night book to read over like the course of a month, and you just kind of sit together and talk about what you thought of the book.
I like that.
Yeah.
What would constitute a good couple's date night book? Because I think if you're like you could read any book together
and
have a good like couple's book club out of it. Are there particular books that you're thinking of as like, oh, this book would fit for whatever reason?
Yeah, I'm more of a go to the movies side of the library kind of guy.
You need to have an answer for this question.
I'd love to go back and read kind of like books that were impactful growing up. Like as a kid, and talk about that. I think you and I have talked about this in the past, but I was a voracious reader when I had time as a child, and I've somehow let life get in the way and prioritize maybe the wrong things. But like a book that we read in the third grade, or that our teacher read to us in the third grade, to a room of 8 and 9 year olds, was Flowers for Algernon.
Oh, good God!
And we got about
what a depressing year to be in school.
We got about a third of the way through it, maybe a quarter of the way through it, and then all of a sudden she's like, oh.
Was she not aware of where that story was going to go?
My assumption was that her husband also had a radio show way back when.
Uh-huh.
It was, you know, it would be a fun date night idea if we read a book together. And I just assume this is a legacy.
Why do
that's
all
gone
of the
through.
Ills of third grade classrooms stem from radio shows?
I just assume, there you are. And yeah, we did not get to find out what happened. She returned the book to our very tiny school library, and then I went and checked it out and read it. But if you want to talk about like formative experiences that really get you into reading, having your teacher read a book to you and then all of a sudden have to stop for reasons that were not explained to a young and curious 8-year-old, that is one of them.
So am I hearing that your couple's date night suggestion for us is that we should go together and read Flowers for Algernon together?
I think that what we should do is we should find books that spark conversation.
This is the last date night feature.
And if it just so happens to be Flowers for Algernon, that's okay. But like how awesome is it that you could have something that sparks a conversation with someone you care about would not otherwise have?
I was going to suggest The Westing Game. Have you read The Westing Game?
I have not read The Westing Game.
Oh, The Westing Game. That's my formative book when I was growing up.
Okay.
Like that I think ranked as my favorite book of all time for a good solid 10 years until Catch-22 came along. All right. Awesome. So talking with Brad Bednar, other thoughts?
Oh, I've got a great one.
Okay.
I am saving the best for last. I'm very excited. This is actually free.
Uh-huh.
Like free as in you don't have to tip these people.
Right.
So although it may cost you a lot of money in the end, Parade of Homes is going on right now.
Oh, hey.
And you and I love going into houses and finding out that it's got three basements, one of which is just its own
like lap pool. Yeah. Yes.
And
there might have been a particular $4 million house in Raleigh.
Something like that. Yeah. So it's a very, very cheap date night, or it's the most expensive date night you're going to have over the next 30 years. But my pick for best free date night is Parade of Homes.
And that is date night for today. Hey, check out the full archive of date night ideas at theaaronkeckshow.com. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.